First up, we got Christian Race. Christian, how you doing today?
I'm good.
All right. Tell me what got you into the boxing game? What started it all for you?
I always loved fighting. Like I was always street fighting, and like I was always getting in trouble for it. And eventually I was like, you know what, like I knew about boxing, and I love Muhammad Ali like from the jump.
Right.
So I was like, but I didn't know there was any boxing gym in Hudson for the longest until like my mentor Malachi, I asked him one day, I was like, oh, you know where any like boxing gym is? He was like, you know what, matter of fact, today I go job sign off if I want. So he went over and I went to the gym, I saw Todd, he was training David Tommaso. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, yeah, I really gotta do this. And I told Todd, I was like, you know, like when you guys training? So he was like, oh, we train Wednesday, like Thursday, Friday, 4 o'clock, stuff like that. And I went in there on Wednesday at 4 and I trained, I liked it. I'm like, I just started going every day, like I just started doing it.
Now tell me what you like about the game. A lot of us can sit back and watch and idolize people like Ali and the Durans of the world, the George Foremans and whatnot. But what made you say to yourself, I want to get in there and do that same thing? Because a lot of people, like I say, can like the game, but it takes somebody special to get in, you know, between those ropes and trade hands with another man.
Yeah, it's definitely like I got that's one, like it's a lot of nervousness, like it's like adrenaline rush.
No
like,
question.
So it was like really different from street fighting. Like I thought it was gonna be the same. It's a lot different, but I always like, I just love fighting. Like I love the fact. And when I thought about boxing, they were like, you can make money off of it.
Right.
So I just make money doing something I love.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
You said you were street fighting. Like, do we got like street fighting here? Like, what? Did you just walk down to pick a fight?
He was just brawling today. He's just brawling.
He keeps saying street fighting. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what he means. You just going down like, yo, you want to get it on?
The first rule of Fight Club.
Now, come on, Vern. You know I'm a street fighter from way back. Just look at me. Me and my Cosby sweater over here. No, go ahead, Chris. Tell me more about, you know, about everything, about you coming up and training under Todd, because I know Todd's meant a lot to a lot of people, and he's done a lot for a lot of people. Tell me what he means to you as a trainer.
He's a real good trainer, like, because, like, even before I heard about the, like, gym, I didn't know, like, I knew Mike Black, and I knew all of them, they were boxers and stuff, but I didn't know where they were training, but I saw how good they were, and, like, but I didn't know nothing about the gym still, but I was like, wow, like, he really trained some fighters, like, to be, like, really good. Like, they're all, every single one of his fighters just turned out good. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I don't know. It's just, he's a real good trainer. Right. Like, I feel like he should have, like, a bunch of gyms. Like,
yeah, no question, man. Hey,
yeah.
In time, I bet. Yeah. I'll tell you what, man, you can help him in that. You
yeah,
know?
That's one of the, that's why I told him that one day. I was like, yeah, if I ever, I'm like, you know. A lot of gyms and stuff like that.
No question about it. Tell me about your future. What do you want to accomplish? Obviously, you know, when you go as far as you can go, win a title, or maybe the Olympics. But tell me step by step what you want to do with your boxing future.
I just want to just keep going hard, just keep working until I become the best. Like that's like I said in the paper and all that. I was like, I just want to be the greatest. Like
no question.
Hey, no matter how hard, like it's gonna be hard because I'm already starting to realize I'm just getting a taste of how hard it's gonna be. Like, like this is my first fight on the 27th. I just got a taste of like how hard, like how much harder it is than I thought it was gonna be. Like you know what I mean? But I'm like I ain't enjoying the quit. Like I'm not no quitter. Like.
There you go.
I love the competition.
To me, that's probably the most important thing in boxing. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes you can face a little adversity. And I can't speak from experience because, believe it or not, I'm not a street fighter from way back. but I'm telling you, I have much respect for anybody that can get in there and trade hands with somebody else because that's an incredible thing. And much love and respect to you for being able to do that, man. I know you're on your way and you're in the right hands with Todd. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, who we got here? We got Jameer, right?
Jameer Jones
coming in.
Yeah, you sound like an up-and-coming boxer.
Oh, no, this young man's from Pittsfield, right?
Yeah, Pittsfield, Mass.
That's right, and you trained?
All right.
Man, it's the man right here. Now, tell me about the same thing I want to ask you about pretty much, you know, I mean, working with Todd. What's that meant to you?
Working with Todd, it's a great experience. I used to go to a gym in North Adams, Massachusetts, about 30 minutes away from where I live in Pittsfield. I met Todd through Berkshire Farms. We both worked there. I started working with him, and it's just been he's teaching me more advanced stuff and what I gotta do, and he's pushing me because the only obstacles I have in my way now is the ones I put there for myself.
Sure.
He's gonna help me overcome them and get to where I want to be. He's a great trainer. Like he disciplines me, he shows me the ropes, he you know structures me and tells me what I gotta do, and you know helps me out with whatever I need help with.
Tell me about your game. When you get in the ring, what do you bring to the ring? I mean, what are some of your main skills, would you say?
Some of my main skills would probably be keeping calm.
Right.
I mean, I've been told I've had power. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. But I've been told I've had power.
I bet the other guy has, though. For sure.
And yeah, calm, power, patience. That's what I intend to bring to the ring every time I get into the ring.
And tell me about your goals. What do you hope to accomplish in the ring?
What I hope to accomplish is to win, but over the long course of things, I want to be the greatest that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, the only obstacles in my way is the ones I put there in front of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, like I told you before in the paper, that I want to be the best to come out of Berkshire County. I want to be the best that I can be, because it's not hard becoming the best out of Berkshire County. I want to be, like Christian said, the greatest out there. I want to become the greatest. So, you know, I take every chance I get in the ring as, you know, experience and a lesson learned.
Sure.
So what I got to do, and then I push myself to do what I got to do to improve my game and take me as far as I can go.
Now, hold up. Okay. Now, what annoys you the most about Ty? because I feel like you got a little media training where
he's nice, you know,
only obstacle I got is the one that's in front of me.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I feel like that's some real trainer stuff. Like they tell you, like, listen, boy, the only obstacle is right in front of you. Look in that mirror. That's the obstacle. Like, you got to battle. Like, what's the point where he got to say something like that to you?
Like the most irritating, I was Smith.
Be honest. There's a lot of us in here. We got you.
The honesty is the you know, he comes down harsh and disciplined, but at the same time, I need that too.
Yeah.
Like he'll come down and say, you know, this is what you need to do. You ain't doing this, but at the same time, I need that too, and because it helps me improve what I gotta do in the running, and that's about it. The running irritates me the most.
That's what it's all about.
So you was born and raised in Pittsfield?
Pittsfield, Mass.
What high school did you go to?
I used to go to Taconic High
School. Taconic, yeah.
Taconic High School.
Billy Hafey is the coach there. Uh-huh. That's cool. You got family. You gotta have family over there.
Yeah, I have a cousin. He was named one of the best basketball players.
Saddell?
Saddell Jones.
So we just I figured you probably was, because I know some things. But Slay, remember we did the he's got the clothing line out there, Kingsbread, right?
Yep, Kingsbread.
Yeah, we just.
I was gonna wear my hat today, but
yo, we actually just played a song just a couple weeks ago because he couldn't get no play over in Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was a monster. I was telling you, I think he scored like I want to say 1,500 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It's like you used to do.
No. Saddell's a different monster, man. He's a different guy. Coming out of Berkshire County, man, right now Berkshire County is full of a lot of stuff, and we won't have to go deep into it. So I want to ask you, what is keeping you focused and staying out of the things that's going on over there? Because there's some real things going over there.
What's keeping me focused is my family. My mother, my girlfriend, my two-year-old daughter is mm-hmm. my biggest motivator. I want to give her type of life where she don't have to, you know, wonder about, oh, when I'm going to get this or when's the next time I'm going to get. I want to provide for her and make the best life possible. That's my biggest motivator, basically.
That's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good one here. He's media trained. I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
I mean, you better be able to fight as well as you can talk. We ain't trying to hear like, yo, you know that boy Ty had it. They done punched him out the ring. He done Hopkins'd him.
All right, Tim, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over your interview.
No, that's okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get Devin in up in here. Thanks, Jameer.
Now, Devin, you look like you know computers and could beat everybody up at the same time.
Yeah, he and Jameer are teammates now in the Hudson.
Oh, yeah. I knew you looked familiar. Yeah, okay.
Let me tell you, this is an All-State player.
Yeah.
I ain't lying to you.
Yeah, he was up here with us.
But, Devin, Jameer, you got something?
Yeah, he was our best defensive lineman. Anytime we needed a tackle, I was hoping Devin get it. Or Hammer.
Well, if he didn't get it, you got it from the linebacker spot, right?
Yeah, my little –
Clean up that mess.
Had to leave the defense for the year, but I know the, took it over.
The knockout of the year is when that boy sat you down.
I got the pick right after, though.
Yeah,
so
you did. Like, I was proud of you, too, yes, because, you know, you put me and Vern in a situation we ain't know what to do. Like, nah, he can't do that to the little homie.
Well, David, I want to ask you, what got you into the fight game? I know you're a football player. Well, so how'd this all happen?
When I talked to my mom about boxing,
sure,
she thought I was crazy. She figured it'd be too dangerous for me. Mm-hmm. But then I'm out in the field every day working hard. So she eventually let me go fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she seen me on video and all that, she got more confident.
I was going to say, the video I saw you, I think it's more dangerous for the other guy, man. I mean,
yeah, we top impressive. She'd be sharing everything. We got some of the footage y'all want us to see.
that was good stuff, though, man. Really, really looking good in the gym. But are you taking boxing seriously in that way? I mean, do you really want to compete at it, or are you just kind of doing this to stay in shape? Or
I'm so big, I figure I might as well learn how to hit somebody. But
yeah, all right.
My goal is to be 10-0.
There you go.
Then I can retire after that.
Okay.
That's it? That's a short goal.
You want some of those big money fights, though, right? I mean, 10-0 might not get you there.
What can I say?
He's a man with a plan. You know what I mean? Right, we can't knock that. He's a man with a plan.
Not at all. But any influences for you in the boxing game, or are you really new to the boxing game, where you just kind of...
I'm fairly new to the boxing game. I've watched a couple Muhammad Ali knockouts and...
Uh-huh.
Tyson knockouts, but that's about it.
Yeah, you go.
I mean, so you very new. You ain't fairly new, you're very new.
Yeah, he's very new. No question about it, though. But like I say, it's clear you have skills, because like I say, some of that Facebook tape that Todd leaked to the internet was very impressive. I mean, so you just decided, just like that, you wanted to be kind of into boxing and maybe take it somewhere and... You know, before college, or do you want to continue on through college?
I'd continue
with those 10 fights.
Yes, it's going to be a prolonged process, but those 10 fights will happen. Hopefully, undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, retire.
There you go.
All right, that's a quick career.
So Deb, did you come up with the 10 fights, or did your mom kind of tell you that it was only?
Mama Love was probably like, "Look, I'm gonna give you 10. That's it. You go sit it down after that. I don't care what Todd telling y'all.
Well, she see you knocking out 10 dudes, man. She may say, "Okay, I'll give you 10 more now. You knock them out, you got 10 more." But we'll take it from there. But listen, Deb, I want to wish you all the best in the world, whatever you do, because I know you're gonna be the man, whatever you choose to do, whether it's boxing, football, or just academics. You're gonna you're gonna do all right. I appreciate you coming in, man.
Only thing. That's the only obstacle is the person.
The person in front of me is Todd half the time.
All right, guys.
Hold on, we got one more thing.
We got one more? Todd coming in?
She
fight?
You gotta come up.
Oh, yeah, you gotta come.
Huh?
No, man.
We got the coach.
Don't be scared of us. Then you gotta get in that ring.
No, you ain't a fighter, but you from Baltimore.
Word. Come on with it.
Charm City.
All right. She could do it next time.